Our sermon today is based on a reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 31. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." Thank you, God, for words of calming, soothing, encouragement, and comfort from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are so many beautiful birds around here. Out by the links, I've seen a brightly colored bluebird. It always makes me smile when I see it. I think it's the bluebird of happiness. I have yet to see an owl or an eagle, but I do see lots of ravens. They also hang out on the links and the parking lot at the Walmart in Rio Doce Downs. They've learned that if they hop around long enough, somebody will give them something to eat. I always tell myself, get the ravens something to eat when you go in the store, even if it's a cookie or some chips. They look like they'll eat anything. But inevitably, I forget to get them anything, and often they let me know it with their raucous squawks. "What? You forgot to get us something to eat again? Fine, we'll just poop on your car." Then I tell them they'll be okay because Jesus said God would feed them from the abundance of God's providence. But from the beady-eyed look they give me, I'm not sure how much they prefer hearing that to having food. However, they don't seem to worry about it too long. They hop right on over to the next prospect. They are so hopeful. And they're patient and incredibly trusting of the shoppers that come to Walmart. They believe it right down to the tips of their shiny black feathers. Somebody's gonna give us something sometime for sure. I think I came to this scripture at the right time. We've been in the throes of a pandemic that doesn't seem to wanna go away. Our numbers here in New Mexico are going up, 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 and that's so disheartening. Businesses are having a tough time staying open. Kids are confused about school. Are we live or online or hybrid? A lot has been thrown at us really rapidly over these past few months. Let's not even talk about broken legs or unprecedented hurricanes and fires or the looming flu season. And let's not even talk about political campaigns or protests or economic freefalls. All of this is enough to make you want to either crawl into bed and pull the covers over your head and stay there, or go outside and scream at the top of your lungs. When is this all going to end? When will we be able to live life normally and masklessly and fearlessly again? This has been going on for almost a year, a whole year. What's going to happen next? How much more can we take? Really, how much more? And just when we're at the end of our rope and running out of hope, just when we think we're going to sink and never rise again, that is when we hear Jesus speaking to us in a soothing, calming voice. Two simple words: don't worry. Yes, don't worry. Sorry, Jesus, it's hard not to worry these days. Sometimes you see that wild horse named worry and you just have to jump on it and take it for a good hard gallop. It's hard not to wonder and worry if you're going to catch a case of COVID. It's hard not to worry about church finances and personal finances. It's hard not to worry about our kids' educational futures. And it's hard not to worry even about something as trivial as the college basketball season. I want to see those new recruits John Calipari has been busily recruiting for the University of Kentucky. And what about Thanksgiving? What if we can't gather with our families for our big Turkey Day meal? What about Christmas? Some stores have already canceled live in-person shopping on Black Friday. And that's really not such a bad thing, really. Black Friday was seriously getting out of control. Kids are even wondering, what if Santa catches COVID? There's too much to take in, too much to fret over, and we can't get away from it because it's everywhere we look and listen all the time. The word translated as worry in this scripture is based on a word that is the root of the word meteor. And our anxiety often seems to act like a meteor hanging over our heads, skyrocketing out of control, flashing and blazing and streaking across the universe like a never-ending scream. That is how anxiety feels sometimes, like a burning bolt that just won't stop. And yet, Jesus, you tell us, don't worry. That's exactly what he tells us. Do not keep worrying. Do you think he doesn't see what we're going through? Do you think he doesn't see what's on the horizon? Of course he does. And he sees even more than we see. How much more? With something so alien and alienating going on, we need to turn to Jesus even more. How much more? To try to see it as he would have us see it. Is this pandemic a call for us to be more trusting and less worried? Are these perplexing, paralyzing events a call for us to take these words from Luke to heart and live and learn them? Is Jesus telling us to take a cue from the ravens? They don't worry. They know they'll be all right. They're only birds, but they have a high-flying trust in their Creator. They're only birds, but how much more do they rely on providence to give them what they need instead of fluttering their feathers with fear? They don't know how to name the source of their being and feeding, but they trust in it. They know it's there. How much more should we do the same, knowing the name of the source of our living and breathing and moving and being? How much more does God love us and care for us, even as we squawk heavenward and say, how much more can we stand? As often happens when I have reread a scripture I think I am totally familiar with, so much so that I read it with only half of the attention I should devote to it. As often happens, some snippet always seems to jump out at me, something I overlooked, and then it starts flashing at me with neon intensity. Consider this, ponder this, look at this. And so it was with verse 26. If you then are not able to do so small a thing as that, add a single hour to your span of life, why are you anxious for the rest? Those words hit me right between the eyes with their candor and wisdom and truth. Does worrying about something add another to your life? On the contrary, worrying subtracts precious moments from your life, moments you could have spent rejoicing in God's creation, lost. Moments you could have spent relaxing under God's care, lost. Moments you could have spent laughing with friends or family, lost. It is a human failing to try to figure out what comes next. And we generally imagine the worst, but it does no good. God doesn't say, I'll refund you all those hours and minutes and days you spent worrying. I'll just tack that on to your span of life. It doesn't work that way. God calls for us to be in the moment now, rejoicing, pushing away the dark thoughts and all those fretful scenarios we so like to concoct. And how many times does what you're worried about actually not come to pass? More often than not, how much more? And then you get mad at yourself for wasting all that time worrying for nothing when you could have been spending your time happying. We don't know what's going to happen next. As much as we would like to try, we can't control the future. All we have is the here and now. So let's not lose it wallowing in worry. Let's not forfeit it with fretting. Let's not squander our time as we try to wander and wonder. Let us replace uncertainty and dread with trust in God and hope that yet again, God will make everything work out. God always does. God is watching out for the ravens, and God is watching out for us. I read a sweet story a few weeks ago about this man who put out food for the ravens in his backyard. And one day, he found this object on his porch. It was a pine sprig that had been threaded through a soda tab. It was in the same place where he put out the bird feed every day, and there was another one there the next day. The man realized the ravens were leaving him presents. They were telling him, "Thank you for feeding us." Other people report receiving objects such as keys or rocks from the birds they feed. Ornithologists call this behavior gifting. Perhaps this is another habit we can pick up from the ravens in addition to not worrying our feathers off. If ravens can figure out a way to show their gratitude, surely we can too. If ravens can find a way to say thank you, we can too. Of course, the skeptics say the ravens don't really know what they're doing, and we shouldn't project the human emotion of thankfulness onto these birds, who are of the species corvid, teaching us how to live with COVID. But we can certainly learn a lesson from their trusting attitudes, knowing everything will be okay. We can certainly thank God for seeing us through and for watching over us and for taking care of us. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness." The kingdom of God is a place of abundance and safety and calmness and serenity where all are cared for and none are left to fret and worry, where we all have exactly what we need and God is there to provide and feed. There is enough there in God's kingdom for everyone and so much more. How much more? Infinitely more. So, and with thanks and apologies to Edgar Allan Poe, using some of his words to soothe and amuse, if upon a midnight dreary you are pondering weak and weary, thrilled and filled with fantastic terrors never felt before, deep into that darkness peering, long you stand there wondering, fearly. Presently your soul grows stronger, hesitating then no longer. Let your heart be still a moment and this mystery explore. How much God loves and cares for you. God will leave you nevermore. God will be with you forevermore. Let us pray. God, still the meteoric rush of our anxious thoughts and wave our worries away. Take us under your wing and keep us safe and make us content to contemplate your kingdom. May the ravens around us remind us of the words of Christ to be anxious for nothing, but to trust in and rely on you, and to know how much you love us forevermore. Amen.
You have seen.